And now this is a dictation for Janes, J-A-N-A-C-E, Miser, M-I-Z-E-R, January 444, addresses a letter to Dr. Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Nelson, 989-629-8145. Dear Dr. Nelson, a follow-up for Mrs. Meiser with chronic kidney disease, last visit October. And back pain, x-ray pending, uses a cane, no focal deficits, denies fall. Excuse me, recent falls. She tripped, no associated loss of consciousness, no chest pain, palpitation, no syncope. Appetite fair, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. She does have hemorrhoids, occasionally spots of red bright blood, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. She's cardiology, Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. No recent chest pain palpitations, no increase of dyspnea or orthopnea PND, has not required any oxygen. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Coric Entresto Aldactone. Today weight 182, blood pressure 140 over 60, oxygenation room air 94%, no respiratory distress, no RAL Witches consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no edema, no gross focal deficit. Question memory issues. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from October, creatinine 1.36. GFR 40, stage 3, normal sodium potassium, normal acid base, low normal albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, minor increased PTH 67, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 10.9. Urine shows a low level of monoclonal IgG lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A. With an amount of 50 milligrams in 24 hours. Urine negative for blood, trace bacteria, 3 to 5 white blood cells, trace amount of protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD. Stage 3, there has been some fluctuations, probably related to procedures, but clinically, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, kidney function stabilizing or improving, chemistries will be done in a regular basis. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, which is very minor, does not require vitamin D125. Next number, other chemistries associated to kidney disease is stable. Next number, status post aortic valve replacement, TAVR. Next number, atherosclerosis. With documented superior mesenteric artery stenosis, also peripheral vascular disease, status post stent, right femoral artery, next number, recent gastrointestinal bleeding. With findings of duodenal AV malformation, which is a typical association with severe aortic stenosis. They require high level of blood transfusion at Henry IV. No evidence of recurrence. Next number, background of diabetes, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, and congestive heart failure. With relatively low ejection fraction at 47%. Next number, renal artery stenosis. With a prior CT scan angiogram documented areas of question infarct or embolism, clinically not symptomatic. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.